2:45, and it's time for the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here, and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how you doing?
Doing great. It's good to be here on this Tuesday.
Yep. Getting into the week, and we're going to make sure it's a little bit more exciting for you as we've got some fun Did You Knows today.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm going to continue with my my theme for the entire week, actually, of things that are said to have happened in history, but they actually didn't happen. So this one is, and a lot of you might actually know this one, but did you know Thomas Edison didn't invent the light bulb?
No, I actually didn't know that one.
He's accredited for inventing the light bulb, but he's actually not the inventor of it. Now, it was invented by a lot of people. He is one of the inventors in that bubble, and he did a few of the links in the whole chain of trying to get it up to what it is kind of today, but he's actually not – he didn't invent the light bulb like we saw the pictures. He's got it up kite or whatever, and that's – he didn't actually invent it. He did improve on it. So there's a bunch of different inventors that did it. Humphrey Davy, he kind of invented the arc lamps in the early 1800s. And then another guy, a Scottish inventor, James Bowman Lindsay, he was likely the first that actually demonstrated a sealed glass bulb that provided constant light. And that was in 1835. And in the 1870s, incandescent bulbs actually became the hot topic in the science world, and many inventors helped to move the technology along, including Joseph Swan, William Sawyer, Alban Mann, and that is when Edison came into the picture and kind of helped it out. So he did make some major contributions to the light bulb that we use in our homes today. He did patent a long-lasting carbon filament, and along with other scientists, improved its manufacturing process. He also invented the Edison screw. That's the part that twists the bulb into the socket that we still actually use today. So he did have a lot to do with it, but when it comes back to like the actual origin of the light bulb, it was not Thomas Edison. It was most likely what they're saying is the person who kind of put together the arc lamps, and his name was Humphrey Davy. He was kind of the first person to kind of come up with the concept.
That's interesting. I guess I would be mad if I was one of those first guys that doesn't get any credit for it.
No credit. You know? Everybody's like, Thomas Edison made the light bulb, and Davy's over here in his grave like, I started it.
Right. Well, that's interesting for sure.
There you go.
Okay, mine today. We're going to talk about Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh.
You know, the poet?
Poet and didn't know it.
That's right. Well, he knew it.
Yeah, he
but
did.
But did you know that Edgar Allan Poe originally imagined the raven in his famous poem to not be a raven, but to be a parrot?
What? I didn't know that.
So Nevermore, the iconic piece of American poetry that, of course, features the raven as Edgar Allan Poe's centerpiece, was almost a different bird entirely. He wrote an essay after it was published a year later that Poe revealed that his first bird of choice was actually a parrot because he wanted that mimicking kind of return a parrot can do to humans where they can just repeat whatever a human says. But a parrot doesn't really fit well with the theme of the dark and
the dreary kind of writing style.
Exactly. So he did a little bit more research and realized that ravens can also mimic human voices. So those birds are very similar in terms of parrots, where it's actually still kind of accurate in terms of the poem. So thankfully, Poe used the common raven that has that dark black kind of tone to it, as opposed to a parrot that's more colorful and vibrant. And it fits better with the poem itself, but it's also still very accurate in terms of a raven being capable to mimic speech like that.
Yeah, that's kind of – that'd be a weird poem if it was about a parrot, because parrots are quite colorful, and that is a pretty dark poem.
Yeah, it would definitely give you a different sort of idea on parrots. But yeah, I think it fits perfectly. So luckily, Poe decided to make sure he got it exactly right before releasing that poem. Probably wouldn't be as famous as it was if it was a parrot.
Correct. Yeah, if it was a parrot, people would probably be like, what is this?
But, so there you go. Edgar Allan Poe almost used a parrot instead of his raven in his famous poem. Yeah. And we learned that Edison, while he was a big contributor to the light bulb, should not get as much credit as everyone gives
him. There's plenty of other people involved.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of the Did You Know Show right here on KCHI.